Work on the design for the proposed Red River Valley Water Supply Project continues. Soon the question will be how to pay for the $1 billion project. As proposed, it would bring Missouri River water to the Red River Valley in times of drought. Easements have to be obtained, pipes and intakes have to be built, and partnerships with counties and cities along the route are being sought. After the planning process is complete, the project's directors will have to come back and present the financing proposals to state lawmakers. Representative Jim Schmidt of Huff chairs the legislature's Interim Water Topics Committee.
In the bill, the 1020, the last item that they have to achieve before they can turn one shovel of dirt is they have to come up with, and I read from the bill, a recommendation for funding options for all phases of the Red River Valley Water Supply Project. So they are required to come up with those funding options before they turn one shovel of dirt.
Minot Representative Roscoe Striley says project supporters have to come up with a proposal of how much the state would pay and how much would be a local share.
NAWS got 65. Can we do that? Is that affordable? And I think your funding option, I think we'd be fools not to just use the Bank of North Dakota or bond it through the Bank of North Dakota, your local share.
Backers hope to start construction on the project in 2019. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.